As the heat warning remains in place for Vancouver with temperatures expected to peak in the mid-30s later this week, the city is activating its cooling centers once again this year. The city of Vancouver is moving to level 1 of its heat response plan. Cooling centers are opening, people in public spaces are being monitored for heat-related illnesses, and people are encouraged to keep up to date with weather updates. The cooling centers are located in community centers and libraries with air conditioning. There are also temporary misting stations, spray parks, wading pools and swimming pools where people can find some reprieve from the heat. For people with pets, the city is allowing well-behaved animals at certain locations: Britannia Community Centre, Hillcrest Centre, Carisdale Community Centre, Killarney Community Centre, Marpole Oak Ridge Community Centre, Mount Pleasant Community Centre, Ray Cam Community Centre, Roundhouse Community Centre West, End Community Centre. Owners should come prepared with waste bags and water bowls, advises the city. The city is encouraging people to keep an eye on anyone vulnerable to the heat wave, from the elderly to outdoors workers to anyone who may be dehydrated. Environment Canada says the heat wave is expected to last from Thursday, August 12, to Sunday, August 15, peaking Thursday and Friday. A strong ridge of high pressure will develop today and reach maximum strength Thursday and Friday, resulting in very hot temperatures. The duration of this heat wave is expected to last at least 3 days, and little relief is expected at night with elevated overnight temperatures, reads the warning. Areas further inland may reach the low 40s, including Coquitlam and Surrey. The province is also taking some actions to prepare for the high temperatures. BC Emergency Health Service, BCEHS, resources are being adjusted for the heat wave. BCEHS Provincial and Regional Emergency Operations Centers will remain active, states the province in a release. Further BCEHS supports include increased clinical support in dispatch centers 24/7 for supporting 911 calls and increased support from managers for frontline operations. After the heat wave at the end of June, the service was criticized for its response. The province is also encouraging anyone with questions about heat-related illnesses to call HealthLink BC at 811.